Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
You're not going to believe, folks, the crap we're going to talk about today. Now, when I talk about crap on this program, I'm talking about culture, race, and American politics. On today's program, it is some unbelievable crap that's going on in what seems lately to be the epicenter of crap, the West Coast, this time specifically Los Angeles. Let me give you an idea. If you've recently walked into your grocery store, maybe a Walmart, hardware store, etc., you've kind of noticed that our shelves are rapidly going bare. Nothing is being restocked properly like we are normally used to having in our great United States of America. You're seeing it everywhere. Now, a few months ago, there were stories about container boats, you know, the ship shipping stuff from overseas, just being stalled out, waiting to get into the port of Los Angeles. Hundreds and hundreds of ships. But there's a new racket on the horizon. And I talk about it. That's why I call this why politicians pay for corruption and corruption pays. That is part of the racket, the crap, the culture, race, and American politics that is going on in this country. It's sad, but it's true. Our country is literally, in many ways, falling apart. And in almost every common denominator, what we are finding is politics is involved, and politicians and political prostitutes are putting themselves before the great people of our nation. Now, this payola scheme that politicians currently are engaged in, shifting money from the people and shifting it to criminals, currently in Los Angeles has plagued the Union Pacific Railroad. Now, I know when you think about payola and you think about paying criminals, you probably don't think about a train. Well, it's almost like we've gone back to the 1800s in the Wild West, especially out in Los Angeles, because train robberies are up 356%. Let me say that again. Train robberies are up 360%. It is nuts. Well, 356% to be exact. Now, last month, Union Pacific Railroad sent Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon a letter about the mass lootings of their trains. Now, imagine the worst city dump you could imagine. And all the paper trash just littered everywhere. Now imagine that about 4 rail lines thick, and it's got walls on either side. Kind of like, you know, the water ducts in Los Angeles, but this is where the railroad goes down. So they got 4 tracks set apart, right? About as wide as one half of a highway. High ground and fence on each side. Now imagine looking down that trail runway, and it looks like a trash dump. Trash trucks just started dumping trash everywhere. I'm talking about thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of boxes. See, the racket currently is that in Los Angeles, criminals, political prostitutes, illegal opportunists are literally going up to the train cars, snapping off the locks, and it's like a free-for-all, like a flash mob, descending on the rail cars and robbing everything out of them. Now, this GasCon, appropriate name for the DA, apparently he's soft on these crime policies. Now, yeah, there have been 100 arrests. With the suspects released within 24 hours with zero bail. Zero bail. It's because the politicians are literally paying these criminals by turning their heads away from the crime because the criminals worked hand in hand with them. Remember, administrations now are controlling cities and us. Look at mandates with fear. If a city is in fear, they naturally turn to the politicians to fix it. If you're in fear because you're looking at store shelves and supply shelves and they're empty, and you're in fear, oh my God, this is because the mandate, I've got to do this, I've got to comply. This is how politicians use fear to sell their messages. Now, what could these people be taking out of Union Pacific rail cars? Well, it's really interesting that this coincides with the ships being stranded, truckers being stranded because of mandates. So companies have started shipping more by railroad, which I love. Interesting fact about railroads, a diesel train, the engine gets about 435 miles per gallon of diesel used. Now you think that's impossible. Well, what happens is once that train gets moving and those cars are behind it, they push, and those physics push that train down the line. 435 miles to the gallon of diesel pushing those engines. But we've kind of disregarded trains, but now we've come back being used more. What's in these things? Medical equipment, designer handbags, luggage, throw pillows, airline parts, children's artwork, new wine fridge. Those are just a partial list of some of the things that were en masse that were robbed from these trains. That's why I say it's like going back to the 1800s. Bandits, the booty, the goods, the treasure, the payroll is now on the trains. But our politicians are using this to their advantage to keep a large city in fear and to keep themselves in office by saying that we've got to crack down on this. We've got to crack down on this. We'll protect you. But it's not happening. They're not doing their job. Now, how does this affect everything in the United States of America? How does it affect you if you're living in Missouri? When we come back, I'm going to drive it home for you. This train's going to run right through your ears as we tell these guys, these politicians, these political prostitutes to cut the crap. Be right back.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
We'll be right back. Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
The morning after the 3 November 2020 presidential election, Americans woke up to the stark reality that our great nation was under a new type of attack. This attack didn't come with mortars or bullets, but was an assault on our sacred election process. Since then, Americans everywhere have had to ask themselves if they really believe that our election was true and fair. We are in a time of large-scale government corruption, and many have lost faith in our institutions. That's why we formed the America Project for you and for the nation. The America Project was formed by a group of fellow patriots who are building the most pro-freedom and pro-American network ever known. The America Project will connect you with organizations, churches, small businesses, and individuals to help you win for America. The America Project is about actions and results. Join our team today. God bless you and God bless America.
You know, it's kind of hard of us to think about a grand cabal, right? It's like something out of a James Bond movie, right? Some evil guy waiting for his $1 billion, right? Well, suspend belief for a moment. And do you believe that sometimes people cheat? Think about it. Have you played cards or any games with your brothers and sisters? People cheat. It's just the way it is. So now let's peel that onion back and let's look at the voting system. For the first time in history, we have the most people ever that came out to vote. Or the most people, dead people, that voted. Whatever it is. But the most people ever came out to vote. Then you have the most ever spent in any election year. $14 billion. Was spent in 2020. And then you have the first time in history by many, many multiples, tons of ballots mailed out, dumped in the marketplace. Is it a lot easier for maybe hundreds or tens or even thousands of people to do a bunch of little things, end up changing the big result? So sometimes don't think about it as this big grand cabal doing things. There's enough small people that do some of these bad things.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
Yeah, folks, if you're a longtime listener of mine, you can still hear the raspiness in my voice. For those of you that might be new to the program, back in December at an event in Dallas, Texas, people like Eric Trump, Mike Lindell, General Flynn, etc. I was subjected to a bio attack. It was a weaponized combination of a cocktail mix that made 12 of us really sick. Paper reported it as COVID, although there are no positive COVID tests. One died. My body's still trying to recover, and it's been more than a month and a week since that event. The lingering on in my body at the moment is tied to a nerve that runs the length of your body, back of your throat, etc. So my voice is attempting to come back and get it exercised. And so right now you got my Al Green voice. Now, that's a bunch of crap to have to deal with, but the crap we're talking about today is what's going on in California. People around the world have seen this photo. I put it up on my podcast that just looks at all these packages that are just out there strewn everywhere. You know, it's literally a near perfect storm for ongoing train robberies, because of the pandemic, combined with Los Angeles County District Attorney's policy of no cash bail arrest. How nuts is that? That is incredibly nuts. What is the penalty when these criminals, right, that do this don't even get put away? Don't even do anything. One of the senior director of public affairs of Union Pacific, he's been with Union Pacific about 16 years, said he has never seen this way. On the average, 90 containers are compromised each day. Now, what is a container? A container is that almost 9.5 foot high, 9.5 foot wide, 40 foot long storage container, like you see on the ships. Well, they naturally drop and just lay on to the trains on special carts. These robberies from October, starting in October to October 2021, have picked up 356%. Now, Union Pacific's trying to do all it can do. They're trying to, you know, have enforcement patrols. They put drones to work. They're even trying now, it's so bad, to find ways to divert trains so they don't have to pass through Los Angeles County at all. Talk about a wasteland. What's that movie? Escape from New York, Escape from LA? We're living it. This fellow that's been with the company, the spokesperson, Lupe Valdez, who's head of public affairs, says, you know, we're making arrests, but what our officers are seeing on the ground is that people are basically being arrested, then there's no bail, and then they come back out the next day to continue to rob our trains. Isn't it interesting that when it comes to Antifa, Black Lives Matters, and you juxtapose that to people peacefully protesting, but on the conservative side, conservatives get this story washed over them, laid over them, that they're insurrectionists, and the government works hard to try to make it stick when it's not true. But even the people that will loot, rob, kick out glass windows, set buildings on fires, throw things at police, nobody gets arrested and charges get dropped. Why is that? It's because our government needs chaos to be validated. Chaos is part of the plan. If they can have people living in fear that they're not going to have groceries or the things they need, and they can make people continually see empty shelves all across the place, then people get panicked in fear and they expect the government to fix it. Now, this affects many companies. You know, finally, our rail system's being used like it should be used. It should be used more. I'm a huge proponent of using rail shipping. I think it's phenomenal. However, these packages also ship things from Amazon, UPS, and FedEx. All of those companies are now trying to divert their packages away from Union Pacific in Los Angeles because the losses are too big. But who pays for those losses? That's right, you and I. It's only passed down to us. It is the way the criminal system works. It is the way, many ways, that politicians are in partnership with professional thieves and otherwise, because you get to use the thieves. You need them to do you a favor. Hey, need them to harvest some ballots. Need them to do things that might swing an election. We'll turn our eyes on this. We're not going to prosecute you, but you've got to do this for us. Thousands and thousands of shredded boxes, package stolen. These trains were waiting to be unloaded. But they're not. You know, on these trains, they actually use locks that are somewhat easy to cut. If Union Pacific employee doesn't see it happening, then the Los Angeles Police Department doesn't respond. They only respond when Union Pacific calls them and asks for help. These packages, people are running off with them, loading backpacks, loading carts, and just running away with them. Period. They stand there emptying these boxes onto the tracks. I've watched videos of 30, 40 people attacking, a coordinated attack on these cars. They are taking everything they can pick up and run with. Did you also know that this includes COVID tests? A lot of the household goods that you are complaining about is not in stock. That's the West Coast. That's the liberal policies. This is how they're using it to their benefit to make a nation hurt. When we come back, we're going to tell them more. Cut the crap.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room. There were 242 operatives just in Georgia alone. And what they did is they loaded every one of these drop boxes. Here's where they got the ballot. You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
You know, like Fish says on my opening, I do think politicians don't want you, the people, the patriots, to know the truth. Because if you know the truth, you get angry and you start calling them out. I think most of these politicians forget that they serve the people and they serve at the will of the people. Of course, conservatives in California are saying, hey, told you so. This is what happens when you're soft on crime and you're reaping what you sow. But you have to understand, 40% of all American imports come through the Los Angeles port complex. The entire country suffers from the breakdown of rule of law in California. As we've seen, California is literally lawless. They will do anything they can to keep the left in charge of these cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco. It's a sad state of affairs when the number one app for use by tourists and citizens in San Francisco. Do you know what the number one app is? It's a poop app. I kid you not. It is a poop app. There is so much human feces on the streets and the sidewalks because there are so many homeless, derelict, that they just drop their drawers. Doesn't even matter if it's an intersection with traffic. Squeeze one off and go on about their business. It is all over the city. And they keep this mess up. They keep it up. They encourage it. They encourage it by not prosecuting it. They encourage it by not holding people accountable. This is what destroys America when the rule of law is gone. And the common denominator we see in these liberal cities is they've tossed out rule of law. It even seems like our own government at the highest levels have tossed out rule of law. It's because chaos pays. Look, if everything was peaceful, like it was during the Trump administration, except for the paid protest, and everybody's thriving, and everybody's getting paid exceptionally well, and unemployment is down, and people are pleased with the way the country is headed, these crimes drop. America thrives. The common denominator in all these progressive cities is crime, lawlessness. and letting crime thrive. This is how I think politicians pay for corruption, and corruption pays politicians. They need chaos. They need chaos to justify their existence. They need mass chaos to justify why they want more control and of your freedoms. They want them to be taken away. They need mass chaos to reign supremely, because they want to control every possible thing in your life. That's how they make their money. I know it sounds weird, but that's part of how a politician goes into office, might not even make $200,000 a year, could be there for five, maybe a dozen years and retire with $20, $30, $40, $50 million. It's a racket. And part of this mess is caused by liberal politicians, this case specifically Los Angeles, allowing thieves to target valuable merchandise and online orders from retailers like Amazon. Because why? They're sitting delayed on trains. Why are they sitting delayed on trains? Well, we're in the middle of this pandemic. We can't take it in. This is a problem. When you can look down a railway and see destroyed packaging and boxes and Amazon boxes, UPS boxes, things like COVID tests, fishing lures, EpiPens, from these cargoes that are just busted open, and they literally, as far as you can see down the track, that's what's going on. We thought this was a bygone heist, right? We thought it was gone in the 1800s. That was the Wild West. But now, in modern times, it's reached even new heights. Now it's a bigger criminal enterprise, because they know the police aren't going to do anything. And they know that America's backed up and sitting on these trains. That is now how this organized crime, these politicians seem to be working together, and they're doing hit after hit after hit. 90 containers a day. 90 containers a day. You know, why do we allow this? How does it even happen in our modern country? How does it happen? It happens at the ballot box. That's the bottom line to every bit of this. We put politicians in office at the ballot box. When we put them at that ballot box, we're giving them control of our destiny, of our finances, of our ownership. And many of these politicians do not pay attention to what's real, or should not be in office, or are not in office legally. And this is what happens. It all goes back to the ballot. Yes, we have legacy politicians, absolutely, that have been in office for 40 or 50 years, that are propped up with embalming fluid, and somehow they're still walking around, playing like they're alive. But they're raping us. They're robbing us. They are turning away from enforcing crimes. They are now trying to paint conservatives as criminals while they let crimes run loose. Why? Because if they do allow it to turn into that Kurt Russell movie like Escape from New York or Escape from LA, they can gain more control. This is just another example of how our global supply chain has been broken down in this pandemic. Those ships that were stuck out in the port of Los Angeles could have been directed to other places. Florida opened up. Florida opened up, got them on the railroads, getting them across the country. Up, imagine that. Now they're attacking the railroads. That Amazon package you didn't get, that you don't know where it is, it's probably out there laying in the tracks of Los Angeles. This is so widespread and such an issue. These police, the Union Pacific Police, which has their own private police force, they protect in that area 275 miles of track. They're trying to work with local authorities because this is a spiraling crisis of organized and opportunistic criminal rail theft. But it doesn't help when all of these criminals get a boot on the hand. They're arrested, but then they say it's just a petty offense. We're not going to prosecute. Person pays a little bitty fine if they get caught. Most of them do not have to pay, and they are back on the streets within 24 hours. The criminals in Los Angeles boast to the arresting officers that, okay, great, you can arrest me, but there is no consequence. How bad is that when the criminals know they are not going to suffer any consequences? If you were to look at this, it's like a third world country. They're taking televisions, baby formula, could be Gillette razors, all the stuff that you find on Amazon and eBay. A lot of this goes across the country on rail. Not only hurts you, hurts the economy, hurts pricing, insurance goes up, cost goes up. We pay for every bit of it. Don't like think there's a loss here. Yes, it's creating significant impacts and strains. But that's the design of a liberal system out of control. At the same time, in Los Angeles, there's now smash and grab. Go to a shoe store, bust open the windows, take it, nobody gets prosecuted. There's a 64% of consumers in that area say they've had a package stolen from their door stoop. This is becoming more of a crime problem for America. And these thieves are becoming more aggressive and more violent. I think there's a plan in it. I think as these thieves get emboldened and lawmakers in liberal cities do not protect its citizens, do not protect merchandise, what they're waiting for is a citizen. When a porch thief shows up, I feel they're waiting for a citizen to literally shoot somebody to protect their home. And in that shooting, what will happen is these politicians will focus on the gun and they will use it as another excuse to try to take away our Second Amendment. Why? If they can take away our guns, like they've done around the rest of the world, they can control us more. Folks, believe me, yes, this is crime, but it is part of a plan. They want you, the American patriot and consumer, to finally get fed up. They are just begging you to take matters into your own hands. They could care less about the theft. They want our lives, liberties, freedoms, and our guns in the Second Amendment. My final comments coming up.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton, Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
Hey there, think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
You know, who says corruption doesn't pay or crime doesn't pay? I've just laid out for you why politicians actually pay for corruption. Well, they don't. They actually use our tax money to pay for corruption. See, these losses get made up. We pay for everything. It's just like schools, right? They call it a public institution. It's not a public institution. It's not public school. It's government school. They use our money. They stand up the schools the way they want, teach what they want. We have no say. That's how far this has gone. That's how bad this issue is. But we are all affected by it, even if you do not live in Los Angeles. All of this lost merchandise income has to be paid for. At minimal, it's paid for by insurance of the rail companies, who have to pass it on to the shippers, who have to pass it on to the manufacturers, who then pass it on to you. This is why inflation can be 10 or 11%. This is part of the squeeze. if you had ships coming into the harbor delivering stuff like they were supposed to, if you had trains not being robbed, if you had truckers able to freely roam the United States without all these mandates and issues, which are now becoming highly questionable, we would not have this rise in inflation that we have now. When you have high rises in inflation, people begin to hurt. People then, as part of that fear, go, I can't make ends meet. And the government then willingly will put you on the tit. They'll use the pandemic and other stuff to keep people at home and pay you to stay at home. They'll use rising prices to drive companies, manufacturers, small manufacturers, and shippers out of business. Why? If they go out of business and they lay you off, then the liberal government has a chance to get you on the tit of welfare. Where, sadly, right now in the United States of America, you can make more letting the system pay for you than you can working. That's part of the plan. They want you addicted to the system. They want people to feel like they can literally make more sitting on their butts, drinking, many times resorting to a life of crime or making babies they get extra money for, because then all of a sudden, who are you going to vote for? You're going to vote for the party that gives you that free check. But folks, that check is not free. And it's not government money. It's your money that you pay in taxes, that we pay in everything, that pay everything that goes on in the United States. They just get appropriated. And what they do is they use our money to legally buy voting blocks. They use our money to enable people to get on the system so they can control them. The goal is to get enough people on the system, down and out, that the system collapses. When the system collapses in that socialist communist atmosphere, what happens is your check no longer goes to you. You work for a company that's sanctioned and or controlled or governed or licensed through the government. They decide what wages should be. Then they turn around and give you a very small check each month saying, we're taking care of you. These other countries dole out checks like $40 a month. You say, I can't buy groceries on $40 a month. I can't buy anything. That's right. Because they even supply your groceries. Well, that's a great deal. No, it's not a great deal. Look at the Native Americans and the United States of America. There is your example why the government cannot run anything and cannot take care of people. They have killed Native Americans, shortened their life in half, highest suicide rate of any group. That is what being on the government system does to people. All of a sudden, the government's taking in all the money. It's reversed out. And you might be lucky if you get 10, 15% of what you used to earn. And that's your little stipend for getting gas or whatever the case may be. But the government's going to take care of you. We're going to send you trash, high sugar, high fat, junk government foods that have killed Native Americans. Don't fool yourself. The government knows how this works. The government knows how to do it successfully. They've done it to an incredibly wonderful people, Native Americans, and look what they have created. Period. There is only two choices. When you're a Native American in system, is you're kind of living on the government tit. The only thing left is maybe you start casinos, which is in fact a partnership with the government. They're going to get their money one way or another. That is the racket. And it all begins with tearing down the system, intentionally breaking it, and trying to convince more people the government can take better care of you than you can take care of yourself, that the government can better manage your money than you can yourself. That's the racket. That's the crap when it comes to this culture, race, and American politics. And once they've got everybody in system, on the system, they give you junk like, well, healthcare is free. Just look at like Canada. Oh yeah, okay, it seems free. But by God, if you have a heart stent you need in, you're probably on a waiting list for 5 years. Bernie Sanders didn't tell socialists that. He actually paid to get his fast, which you can do, but you'll be lucky to have money to go someplace to get it. This is how the system is rigged. It all begins with our ballot. If they steal our ballot, they steal our nations, they steal our lives. That is what is at risk. That is why you have to stand up, be counted, call out your lawmakers, and we have to fix this election integrity crisis or America's over. Stand up, tell them all to cut the crap.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hunt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey there. Think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now, you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16. Now, of course, you could use that money to buy one, well, say, iced coffee from your local Starbucks, or you could even feed yourself a box of frozen pretzels. Or that same $4.16 could be used to buy a small frozen Sara Lee pound cake. Now, of course, you could use that same $4.16 to feed your brain and to pound some sense into the leftists who are leaving our country in a mess. I hope you join me. Limited time offer, but you better hurry because it won't last long.